But we're going to get straight into it, guys. Our topic is hilltops and valleys. And we're going to go into part two of hilltops and valleys. Pastor Chad?
Yeah, Angelo, you know, we talked a lot last week about being on the mountaintop. And, you know, that those are moments that we need alone with God. But our ultimate task as Christians is to go down into the valley where the people dwell. You know, Moses was on the mountain for 40 days, and God gave him the law, but the people were down in the valley. So he had to go down and take the word, the law that God had given him, and take it to the people. And you know, the Bible says that we are priests. And as a priest, we represent God. You could say ambassadors, in other words, too. We represent God.
Amen.
If you look around the world, most people don't dwell on the hilltop or the mountain. They dwell down in the valley, where the water is, where the vegetation is, where the, you know, that's where life happens. And yeah, you know, we like being up there on the mountain. But as Elijah was on Mount Horeb, God, you know, told him, "Hey, you got to go. I'm sending you. Jesus
Amen.
Went on us. We got to go." So our life takes place for the most part in the valleys. And the valley, you know, we had a Bible study last night at church, and those valleys prepare us for the valley that's on the other side of that hilltop or mountain that we're going to climb.
Mm-hmm.
And God, we may have to go, you know, 10 hilltops away. And so there's going to be a valley. It's going to be up and down.
Ups and downs.
Into those valleys. But each valley subsequently gets us ready for the next trial that we're going to go through. The trials make us stronger. They help to enlarge our faith and our growth. And,
Amen.
You know, so Pastor Ash, I want to hand it over to you and see what God has to speak through the words of wisdom that you want to share.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about this, dealing with hilltops and valleys. I actually started thinking about a familiar passage of scripture that we actually quote quite a bit with the Apostle Paul, and it's in Philippians chapter 4. And he starts at verse 11, and he said, "Not that I speak in regard to need," and I'm reading out of the New King James, "for I have learned, whatever state I am, to be content."
He says, "Yes,
I know how to be abased, I know how to be abound, and everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need." And then the one we quote quite a bit, it says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And so, you know, during this time, and especially in our time in our society and in the world, you know, we have all these ups and downs. And Paul is basically letting you know, I had ups and downs. So many times we just grab a hold of, "I can do all things through Christ," and we can, you know. But that direct quote was in relation to his mountaintops and his valleys. He lets you know, I know how to have plenty, and I know how to be in want, you know. And he said, and it wasn't until he knew how to abound and knew how to didn't have plenty, and until he didn't hardly have nothing, that's when he really learned that I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
You know, and the important thing is he said, I learned, so that means there was a lesson there to gain knowledge.
Amen.
You know, to gain knowledge, to be able to truly get past a certain thing, you know. And, you know, when you look at the contrast, or when you look at the, it's kind of a paradox, because when Paul was weak, he was really then strong. And he was only independent when he was truly dependent upon God. And so, you know, if anything during these times, we can grab a hold of that lesson. You know, many of us want to say, I can do all things. Well, you can only begin to do all things if you have learned that lesson of learning how to be content and learning how to have it or not have it. But in either case, I'm trusting God. And so, you know, I think it's especially during these times we can grab a hold of that because, you know, the enemy's attacking us in all kind of ways, attacking our whether our finances, and this is kind of even relation to finances in a way, you know, attacking our finances, attacking our resources, you know, at times. But, you know, godliness with contentment is great gain. So, you know, we had to really begin to lean and trust in him, whether we up or down, and just know why God has me. You know, I think somebody just sent a message. And I won't be long. I'll wrap this up quick. I think somebody just sent a message yesterday or something. I think their job was getting ready to close down. And so I just made the statement. And, you know, a lot of times we say, I got you. Well, God's got you.
Come on.
And so I know this brother, you know, he's been up, he's been down. And as long as we're living, we're going to have those moments. We're going to be up and we're going to be down. I think that was very good. What you said, Pastor Chad, as far as, you know, when we up on the mountaintop, that's that alone time. But God didn't want us just to stay up there. You know, we go up there to get refreshed, to get that word, to get that fresh word, to get filled up. But then there's a time to get back down in the valley. If he wanted us to stay on the mountaintop, then he would have just made all mountains. So, you know, most of the people ain't dwelling in the mountains. That's for sure. And, Pastor Angela, I think you said what you said last week or was it Monday when you said he's the God of the mountains and he's the God in the valleys?
Yes, sir.
I had to learn he was the God in both areas. So that's what was kind of really on my heart today, just thinking about Apostle Paul and I can do all things, meaning I know how to when it means to not have, but I also know what it means to have. And since I know both areas, and I definitely can attest to that in my life, you know, I have many, many testimonies that I won't go into all right now because, you know, we don't have the time for all that, right? But I definitely know in my life where I've been up and I've been down, and the whole time, God has always been there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Pastor Angelo, go ahead.
Amen. Woo! Jesus.
Yes,
I will bless the Lord in all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, in my good times, in my bad times. I will continue blessing his name. And that's the scripture that, you know, resonates within my spirit, in the good times and in the bad times. We need to continue blessing his name at all times, somebody. And so, you know, the scripture I came to today is found in Isaiah, and I it's not many people, or let me say preachers, that preaches about this. I had to do some research. I'll still be doing research after this, but help me, bless me, Lord, help me, Lord.
Blessing, Lord.
Give it the word, Lord.
Isaiah 22, 1-5. It's called the Valley of Vision, the Valley of Vision, and you know it's a place where there was destruction, there was ruin. It's a place where Jerusalem went against God, went against his ways. And so many times we don't speak about us going against what God wants for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to speak about the good things and how we are good to God and how our works, you know, goes before us and the works of God. But we can't be busy with the work of God and not have the God of the work. Woo, somebody.
Woo, come on.
Preacher.
Come on.
And if we have Isaiah 22, the burden of the valley of the vision. Now listen to that. The burden of our valleys are always a place of burden. We are burdened when we are in the valley.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, somebody, that there is vision in the valley.
So
aileth thee now that thou art holy gone up to the housetops. Thou art full of stirs, a tumultuous city, a joyous city. Thy slain men are not slain with the sword, nor dead in battle. All thy rulers are fled together. They are bound by the archers. All that are found in thee are bound together, which have fled from afar. Therefore said I, look away from me. I will weep bitterly. Labor not to comfort me because of the spoiling of the daughter of my people. For it is the day of trouble and of treading down and of perplexity by the Lord God of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and crying and of crying to the mountains. So this made me think, you know, although God is a loving God, and many of preachers don't preach this thing, pastors, that God is also a God of wrath. God is also, he gets to a place of anger. And you know, we must tread lightly in this last few minutes that we are living in. We can see destruction all around us, men of God. You know, when I go on YouTube, I look at Korea, places like China, look at Libya, or what's the place called? Beirut. That had a bombing. You know, destruction happening around us. And you know, the coming of the Lord is so close. But getting back to scripture, it's amazing how this place, and I want to tell somebody that you are maybe finding yourself in this place. I don't know what place it is. This place can be a bad place. It can be your good place. But this place was the place called Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Valley of Vision. When it's a place of ruin, destruction, a place where you are or feel defeated. You might be sitting in your place right now where you feel defeated. You might be sitting in a place where you want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
But God has prepared that place for you so that he can give you vision. Your quiet place.
Come on.
Bring Elijah to a quiet place in order to give him his instruction.
Yeah.
It's a low place, but God is with you. It's a low place, but it's a God place.
Come on. Yeah.
Look at the year 2020. 2020 usually speaks, or optometrists usually use this term, and Pastor Ash, you taught me this when I came to the States, is that 2020 means perfect vision.
Mm-hmm.
And how is that our vision has been obscured in this time? And our vision has, you know, this, it seems like there's no vision happening. How is it that all these things have happened? God had to shut down everything. But let me tell you, God is allowing the situation to happen that he can give back our vision.
Yeah.
He can give us our steps. The Bible says that our steps are ordered by the Lord. Our steps are ordered by the Lord.
Yeah.
It's not ordered by man. So man, no matter what man tries, God is above all. God is above all. There's a song that says, I don't even know who sings the song. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Went back on that one.
In my way.
Yeah.
So all obstacles are gone when I'm in the valley. I might be on high and I might see low.
Yeah.
But it's better when I'm in my low place. You see, it's about changing your perception. My perception needs to change.
Yeah.
Sometimes God has to bring us into a valley below in order to keep our perspective and our purpose clear.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a saying that says that you're too high to get by.
Yeah.
And I don't mean this high.
Yeah.
I don't mean this high.
Yeah.
But you're too high to get by. Sometimes God needs to bring us into a place of lowness to speak to us. And you might be in that place this afternoon. Allow God to speak to you in this time of quiet, in this time of all these things happening around us. You know, just to share a short testimony, you know, I lost my job 2 years back, and it was a time that I wanted to give up on life. But if I had to give up, I wouldn't have been at the place to encourage you. Let me tell you, your test will become your testimony. Your test will become your testimony. And I was tested in my time when I lost my job. Will I keep standing for God? Will I keep standing and running for a crown? Will I keep standing if they came to come take my car and take my house? Will I keep standing? I went to the States not having a cent in my bank account, not having a cent on me. But by faith, I took the step, and God has opened up doors for me. And let me tell you what God has done for me, He can surely do for you.
Yes, He can.
The scripture says, surely, surely He can do it for you. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. So, beloved, I don't want to keep on preaching. I'm going to leave it right there. Stay on the right.
Yeah.
The ground.
You make me want to hit the keyboard.
Hey, you know what, guys? It's okay to preach on this podcast. It's okay to preach. We can preach every day of our lives. moments like this when we have an audience worldwide. And, man, you want to preach, preach. You want to talk, we'll talk.
I know that's right.
You know, I've got
Amen.
Something. Yeah, in James chapter 1, 2 through 8, we can profit from our trial. I know that's a concept that a lot of times we don't understand. We can profit through our trial. I'm going to read it. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. That's that P word we don't like. Patience. Don't ever comfort us. God will put you in a trial and you'll never forget.
Right.
But you know, here's what patience brings. But let patience have its perfect
work.
That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
Amen.
We gain, for going through a trial, we gain by being patient. Because the end process, we're going to be complete, lacking nothing. Because that trial is preparing you. That moment of patience
Amen.
Is preparing you. So that God can
yes, sir.
Provide, so you don't lack. And I'm not talking about worldly things. Because if you read on, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach. And it will be given. It will be given to him. We're asking for wisdom. Lord, how do I get through this valley of despair that I'm going through? Well, I've got to have joy. You know,
yes, sir.
Happiness and joy are not the same thing, people.
Come
happiness
on.
Is based on happenstance. What's happening at that moment?
That's right.
Our joy comes from the Lord. You can be unhappy, but you know what? You can still have joy.
That's right.
And we're being real. Trials hurt. They're real. And we've got to be able, church, to disciple people so that they can get through these trials. They can get through these valleys.
Amen.
If they're disciples, we are to go make disciples. It's not just, hey, you're saved. Good luck. You know, we'll see you in heaven. No. No, we got to disciple. I need disciples constantly. Angelo, Pastor Ash.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Constantly from those people who God has put in our life and who have wisdom that we need to hear. So people, when you're being tested, just know that God's going to use it to grow you, to profit you.
Amen.
Spiritually. But you can't doubt. You got to believe. Jesus said in Matthew 28-30, look, take my yoke upon you. My yoke
yes,
is
sir.
Easy. You can translate the yoke to abide under. It means to abide under him. So if we're
Amen.
Abiding under him while we're going through this trial, we have wisdom waiting. We have rest waiting on him. So, Pastor Ash, I'm going to hand it over to you, brother. You got some more to say. I know you do.
Oh, man, I got all kind of bombs going off in my head. I had to grab my notepad because you just gave me a whole new message I'm going to have to work on. that last scripture there, you you know, dealing with perfection and patience. I said, oh, my God, help us, Lord. No. It's a very, very good word. It actually made me begin to even think of last night. We were in Bible class, and I've been teaching on who's your supplier. And even, you know, what you're talking about, perfection and patience. And Brother Angelo, when you mentioned about being getting the vision in the valley, and you started mentioning about the mountains, you know, I mean, started thinking about what is our high place? You know, Solomon allowed his heart to be turned to many strange gods for the women that he were in, and they began to build up, it says, high places. Yeah. And there was always something in the thought of man to always want to go higher, and that higher place always represented a God place. But some have built their God instead of representing the God.
Come on, and oftentimes
we're lifting things up on mountaintops, but is it a mountaintop or God? Is it Sinai? What mountain is it? What have you raised on a high place? Because what have you raised on a higher place when you're in the valley? That's where you're going to begin to look to. So I think the psalmist says, I look to the hills from whence comes my help? Where comes my help? But when he's in the valley, I'm looking in that direction, but I understand my help coming from the Lord. So what is your high place in your life? Is that high place Christ? Is that high place the cross? Is that high place God? Or have you built some other high places in your life? So when you're in the valley and you're looking to that and you're looking for help, but I'm telling you, you can't find no other help outside of Christ. You just can't do it. Whatever you built up as a high place, you're looking at the wrong place. So perception, or you mentioned perception, is very good, but it really depends on what we placed up here on the mountaintop. And unfortunately, and it's not a discouraging thing, but more so of just trying to get us to help understand, we got to bring those high places down that are not of him and place him on high, because that way when we're down here, and we look to the hills, we know our help coming from the Lord.
Our help coming from the Lord.
Yeah. It's just a little something just stirred up on me. I mean, I don't have a whole lot to say, you know, because I don't like to seem like I'm monopolizing time. But God is good. I just started sort of stirring me up a little bit. And I thought, wow, help us, Lord, because when we are in the valley, what are we really looking to? And many times we've set up other things in our life, whether alcohol, drugs, sometimes money, men, women, and we made those mountains.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it's not a mountain of God, and unfortunately, because those mountaintops, Pastor Chad, what you're saying is right, when we get on the mountaintop, that's that time alone.
Yeah.
But what are you spending time alone with?
Yeah.
What are you spending time alone with? Because we're not, when we're in the valley, we're going to go to the higher place. But what is your higher place? And God wants to be that place. He wants to be that source. He don't want you going to no other higher place other than him. Man, I'm going to stop there. It's just very important, especially in this day. That's just really been on my heart. And, you know, what we... And you said a very good thing, Pastor. You were saying oftentimes preachers and pastors and stuff today, we almost want to just get the pie in the sky.
Yeah.
You know, we want to just sometimes just teach the love, along with God's love is also that discipline, that chastisement.
Yeah. Definitely.
Know? And he said he, which we look at as a negative, but it's really a positive, because he said he chastens whom he loves. If you don't receive any discipline, that means you're not part of his family.
Yeah.
Come on.
So, you know, and so it's very important. And I just believe in this time, as we're dealing with the hilltops or the mountaintops and the valleys, our mountaintop needs to be a mountaintop of God.
Amen.
Come on.
Anything outside of that, we need to pull down.
Yeah.
Amen.
God is good. I'll pass it to whoever, and I'll stop right there. Watching the time as well.
You know, I mean, I think I've been approved to keep on going. So let me tell you,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, Pastor Ash. You're talking about those high places that God is tearing those down over the past few months.
Yes.
You know, he's a jealous God.
Yes, he is.
And he's put up with a lot of the church and the negative things we have done.
Come on.
The high places we have built up.
Yes.
He's saying, that's my place. I'm going to tear it down.
Yes.
And so there is no going back to the old normal. And I hope, I really hope and pray for the church that it's a wake-up call. That
come on.
The scales come off our eyes. We can see clearly.
Yes, sir.
Below, that he's the high place, like you said, Pastor Ash. We are his people.
Mm-hmm.
He is our king.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
You know, we live in a democracy in America. Maybe you're watching somewhere where you don't, but we get caught up in this thing. I don't like anybody telling me what to do. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not.
Yeah.
If you say that you're a Christian, God bought you.
He bought you at a price.
That's right. With his son.
Let's go back to the blood.
The blood. It all goes back to the blood. The blood is flowing down off the hill down into the valley, folks.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
I'm preaching there.
Let God use this moment we are in to grow. Yes.
Amen.
And you know what? We're going to find out the true church out there. Some people are going to walk away because they're going through a trial. And they've been taught by so many members in these churches, mega churches, this prosperity gospel. Well, now they're being tried. And it is, where's the prosperity at? You know what? The prosperity is spiritual. It's not physical, it's spiritual. The name of this podcast is Ready for a Crown.
Ready for a Crown.
Yes, sir.
Each trial you go through and you make it through, just see it as another jewel God's putting on that crown. He's got weight on it.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Angelo, what you got, brother?
Amen. It makes me think of Pastor Ash, the message I preach that Father's Heart. Before you give up, give up.
That's
before
right.
You give up, give up.
That's right.
And it has to go, like you said, like David said, where our help cometh from. It cometh from the Lord. If I look up, it cometh from the Lord. So I'm totally amazed and overwhelmed by what God has done today and what he has shared through this name of God. It's really a blessing that we can learn from each other. I learned so much from them.
Amen.
And you know, we're just taking hands and joining forces as the body of Christ. This is how it should be, beloved. Churches joining hands and speaking about, you know, the goodness of the Lord and breaking bread and opening scripture.
Amen.
So let us continue doing this. Let us continue running our race. And let's take each other's hand and keep going. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A lot can happen in 3 days.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, you know what?
Come on, just give me some.
You know, goes from that crown of thorns to the crown of gold. Amen.
Hey, church, you know, I keep hearing from people, all the news is negative. Quit watching the news. Look, here's the good news.
Come on, that's it.
This is the news.
The
good news is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
If you're not in the good news, you're getting bad news.
Come on.
Get into it, church. Get into it, people.
Come on.
Pastor Angelo or Pastor Ash, you know, I think we've had a great time hearing God speak through hopefully each of us. Hopefully everybody watching, you've been blessed. And just to let you know that Elder Don and Pastor Ash are going to be going to be regular guests on this show, on this podcast. So on Thursdays,
amen.
Today, we have special guests. And I tell you, I love it. I hope you love it. No, Angelo, you love it. Pastor Ash,
I love it.
I'm loving it. I'll get to preach, brothers. But Pastor Angelo, would you want to close us out today in a prayer and blessings for everybody?
Amen. 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 Father, we just come before your throne
this afternoon,
this morning, Father. We thank you for this day that you've given us.
Yes, Lord.
Although we are amidst, Father, this battle and amidst the trials and amidst the tribulations, Father, we know that we serve a living God, and we know that you are in control of everything, Father. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above our expectations, Father.
Yes,
and so we just thank you that you are a great God, Father, and that you are a good God, my Lord. I pray, Father, that you, Father, go into each and every home, Father, where this podcast reaches, Father, going to that homes, Father. We speak a blessing over each and every person that watches this podcast, Father. Father, your word says that they that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord says. And so let your word, Father, cut through bone and marrow this afternoon. Those that are still struggling and battling with issues, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit might convict them right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We pray, Father, and we call them back, Father, for your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for what you are doing in this season, Father, in our lives, what you are doing in this season in the earth, Father. And we just proclaim that you are good, Father, within the earth, Father. We will not give the satisfaction to the enemy. We will give you all the glory, Father, for it all belongs to you. No matter if persecution comes, Father, we will keep running. We will keep running our race,
Lord.
We know that you will give us the strength to endure, Father. We pray for our brothers over each and every country, Father, those that are facing persecution right now, Father. We pray that you be with them, Father, but we know that there's a place in heaven for them. In Jesus' name I pray, Father,
Thank you, Jesus. Bless us, Lord.
Keep us as we wait upon you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Powerful.
Thank you all. Thank you all for allowing me to be on today.
Yeah, Pastor Ash.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for your time, Pastor Ash. We love you. You are always welcome on this podcast.
Amen.
You know, that wraps up this week, the Hilltops and the Valleys.
Amen.
Next week, we're talking about forgiveness and unforgiveness.
Woo!
Amen.
Forgiveness. So, Pastor Ash, write that down, brother. Be ready. It's forgiveness and unforgiveness.
Ooh, that could go a whole month.
Yeah. We have to adjust our podcast. Instead of just doing it in two days during a week, maybe over a month.
Amen.
You know, that's how God works. So we've got to be able to adjust to what God speaks. But forgiveness. And I pray that you guys have a blessed week out there. And I pray that you walk in God's grace, His mercy, and forgiveness, and show the same to each and every person that you come across. God bless you. Thanks for being here. We love you, and have a blessed week.